Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, we visit Pembroke Hall Primary, at which a new state-of-the-art auditorium was recently constructed to benefit staff and students. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Since 2006, principal of Pembroke Hall Primary, Norma McNeil, vowed to find a way to construct an auditorium to accommodate school events. She made the vow after a particularly embarrassing experience at a church while hosting a school-leaving ceremony that year.
Students, parents, and teachers were enjoying themselves and taking pictures. The caretaker came, turned off the light, started closing the windows, and the organist started playing the organ. We were embarrassed, and I vowed that this would never happen again.
The journey began with small footsteps, as funds for the auditorium were often diverted to complete other school projects and programs. Despite having the groundbreaking in 2007, it was several years later before meaningful construction would get underway on the auditorium.
We decided that the auditorium should be given priority. Thus, we pledged to focus all our fundraising on this project. We had raffles, block drives, family fun day, fish fries, parent contribution, barbecues, after work jams, pledges, and I could continue because we tried just about any activity that could bring in some funds.
Following their tremendous efforts, mixed in with a little wheeling and dealing, the auditorium in 2014 had a roof and a modest structure, enabling the school to have its 2014 school leaving ceremony in the not-so-finished auditorium. NCB Foundation and Tasty donated funds for painting the facility, and with the help of a past parent, windows and doors were installed.
In August 2015, Greater Works International Fellowship came along and did the final touches of putting in the ceiling, the light, the AC, and the technical room and chairs, adding further value to a tune of more than $10 million.
The Norma McNeil Auditorium, named after the school's principal, is a state-of-the-art facility, boasting a fully equipped audiovisual center, changing rooms, lounge area for visitors, kitchen and bathrooms. It will be used for general school activities such as devotion and graduation, host training courses for residents, and will be available for rental for private functions.
We have come this far by faith and through dedication and hard work.
Principal McNeil extends further thanks to Greater Works International Fellowship. The organization has also pledged to construct 3 new classrooms for the school. Representative of the Greater Works International Fellowship, Anne McCarthy, says her institution is committed to playing a part in Pembroke Hall Primary's development, especially as the auditorium will be the church's base for hosting services.
Pembroke Hall is now our church home, and so we want to make our presence felt in the community. And shortly, we will be more involved by offering training in sewing and computer studies and other projects.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites praised the partnership between school and community in the construction of the auditorium and encouraged other schools to follow this example.
What a different attitude is alive here at Pembroke Hall Primary. You have shown that you will do for yourselves. And when you need assistance, you come not as mendicants or dependents, but as hearty and proud partners in a task that will make us all great.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity involving primary schools, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.